bullet points of what I want to talk to. But since like I kind of like have in my brain already sort of, I want this to kind of be like a conversational type thing having to do with like, you know, what you've been going on to, and then like, you know, the health stuff that we were alluding to too. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I don't really need to bullet point these. It's not real world stuff. So.
No.
Yeah, for once. Thank gosh. Well, alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. And I'm joined by, for her third time on my show, Miss Irene. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad to have you back because, you know, obviously over the course of, wow, I think we can at least call it 2 years now since homecoming for you guys was kind of coming out. I think it was around Thanksgiving time of 2021. When it was coming into motion, and then you and I obviously spoke to each other in the lead up to that, and we've kind of had like a bit of a you know, we've been Facebook friends over the course of that time. So, you know, I was kind of hoping to have you on here again because I enjoyed, you know, our first two go rounds, and obviously, you know, we sort of wanted to talk about some stuff a little bit outside the real world bubble. Yeah, so I kind of just wanted to ask you to, you know, just tell me, and then obviously the people listening, sort of, you know, what you've been up to this year so far.
Well, you know, I guess I think I'm always trying to find new things to do, I guess, you know. So before the show, of course, I got into health and wellness, which has been a godsend because diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease run in our family. And, you know, you want to change, you know, the face of your health because you don't want to follow in those footsteps. So I did a lot of, I became a health coach, a certified health coach with the Dr. Sears Wellness Institute that is there, I think, in New York. And so I became certified that way and just really took my health to another level. And then fast forward, then we did the show. And then I actually kind of saw myself on that show and I'm like, Irene, you gained a couple of pounds on that show. And I'm, or from watching that, I'm like, oh, cause the camera puts that 10 pounds. I think in reality, it puts like 15 because cameras are so good now. And I just didn't like the way I looked there because I know I could be healthier. And I'm vain. I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I mean, we're our own worst critics, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely. So I had to take a look at myself after the show. And because as women who go through menopause, which people don't talk about, it's a taboo thing, but I talk about it all the time. So what was working back then wasn't working now at all. And so I had to do a lot of research to figure out what's best for my body at my age. And really what's best for women our age. And it's changing things up. Running's not going to do me any good. If anything, it's just going to mess up my knees and I'm going to hurt myself. You hear my dogs?
Yep.
Stop, you guys.
But it's fine.
You can hear yourself. And so I figured out, guess what? Yoga and Pilates and weight training.
Yeah.
Because weights are so important for women, and women our age kind of think, oh no, I can't lift weights. I can't do that. I'm going to get bulky and big. Wrong. You're actually going to tone everything up and straighten everything. And it strengthens your bones because as women, our bones get weak and brittle, but if you lift weights, it's going to make them stronger. So I changed my lifestyle, did that. And now I walk a lot.
Walks
are just the best. I do about 3.5 miles, you know, a day and lift weights and the yoga, the Pilates, a lot of meditation. So now I'm in a much better place after the show. And I'm embracing the gray now and everything. I am so happy that I've gone through this transition. I am doing like stuff to make it look blended, but it's nothing that's harsh chemicals for my hair anymore. As women, I had to go at like every 6 weeks to go, you know, touch those roots up. And now I go once every 6 months to get this treatment done. And it's great. I love it. I love it. So for the women out there who like, oh, I can't go gray, it is the most liberating thing ever. So I advise that you do it. And now I am actually a travel agent.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I found this, I don't even want to say career because, I do it when I want to on my own time, but it's opened up so many doors. And it's the world actually, because travel agents travel better. They know the deals that they can get. I was just telling my husband yesterday, you know, Spirit Airlines, okay, it's not the best, but I get my bags for free on there. So anything to save a buck, I'll ride on Spirit Airlines. I don't care. We get, there's a lot of perks when it comes to being a travel agent. And I love planning people's trips. I had always been the planner anyways. So this is perfect for me. And I plan really nice trips. I give really nice gifts before they leave. You know, you're not going to get that with an 800 number. You're not going to get that with Expedia or any of those booking.com engines or anything like that. And we're there and we're here to educate.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, there's different rules and laws and your passports, you know, all kinds of stuff that people just don't know about. And what better way to use my time, but to plan people's trips and make money. Because
two fun things to coincide right there, planning and money.
Exactly. I mean, people don't know that there's a commission built into everything that you guys book online.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And if you book it through Disney or Expedia or whatever, they keep the commission. Are they going to be there to help you if something doesn't go right at your hotel? Maybe, maybe not. It just depends. So there's a lot of fun stuff that I'm doing, and I'm building a team of agents, and there's residual income involved in it, and there's nothing better than residual income too and stuff. So it's fun times right now, and I'm seeing the world. I just got back from Alaska, and I recommend everybody go to Alaska, by the way. It's absolutely gorgeous there. Gorgeous. And I had a great time, and I went with a girlfriend, and it was a graduation cruise. So I do my cruise training, and then I get a cruise, and I got what you call elite status, and I got to go to the chef's table dinner. So, I mean, that wouldn't have happened if I were just on a cruise, you know, with anybody and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun, and I love helping people actually find this opportunity and stuff, because if you book more than 2 to 3 trips a year, then you're just throwing away money. You get your credentials and you can book your own stuff for you and your family and make a little money off of it, off of your own travel.
So did the travel stuff, does that have anything to do, like tied in with any of the fitness coaching stuff that you do, or are those two different
entities? They're two different companies, you know, two different, you know, career paths, I guess, but they go hand in hand, right? Okay. I'm not going to be in a wheelchair with an oxygen tank, you know, attached to it, waiting to board a plane, which I've seen a lot of. Okay. Who gets to board first?
Mm-hmm.
Handicap and kids, right? And I'm like, that's not going to be me, because I'm going to enjoy wherever I'm going to. So you need to be healthy to travel. So it goes hand in hand.
Well, that's something I find very, you know, inspiring and impressive about you, is that, and I mean this in all due respect, you know, people, when, you know, they reach their 50s, they tend to like throw in the towel, right? And they tend to be like, oh, well, you know, like I'm, you know, another year, like it's just, you know, I could kind of just, you know, phone it in and kind of accept, you know, just life, right?
Right.
But then you've got, and that's not everybody, but you've got your outliers such as yourself that, you know, take all the steps necessary to kind of almost in a sense fight off like the aging process and like get yourself in the best shape of your life. Like where do you kind of, for you at least, where do you feel like that motivation comes from?
Well, I see my grandmother. She lived to be 101.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of like one of those Blue Zone persons who ate well, walked a lot because she didn't drive. She had her beer, actually, her little glass of beer. And she had 15 children. And she was a very strong woman. And so when I saw what she went through in life and into her age, she had arthritis, you know, and she did have heart disease. But she took steps to make it better, definitely, because that's the problem. Okay. You said, you know, when people reach a certain age, okay, that's just normal. I should have aches and pains and, you know, my cholesterol should be up by now, whatever. Okay. No, that is not normal. That's what modern medicine and society have led you to believe. That's the way it's supposed to be. So they can put you on a medication so that big pharma could, you know, make a profit. That's what it's about. That's what they're telling you, but that's not the truth because there are other ways to, you know, get healthier. I went to go, I believe in getting a physical every year, getting your mammogram every year, all that stuff. So when I went, cause high cholesterol runs in my family, they're like, okay, your cholesterol is really high. And that was from one year to the next. And I'm like, what? I go, oh no. So then they wanted to give me a statin. And do you know what statins are? Okay, yep. Yeah. Well, I have talked to many people about the side effects of statins. And I'm like, you know what? This girl ain't going to do it that way because there are other ways to do it. And that's when I was talking to you earlier, how I switched it up. I'm like, no, nothing food that is white. I eliminated even brown rice and I added in another vegetable into our meals and more salads. And then I went 3 months later, I went and had another blood test done and it went down a little bit. And then 6 months later, it went down a little bit. Now I'm a little bit high, not normal, completely normal, but the process that I took is working. So don't tell me that the thing that you should go for right away is a medication. Now, I'm not knocking all medications at all because diabetics, I mean, you do need to have, you know, medication and stuff. But even as a diabetic, my mom was pre-diabetic. My grandmother died of complications of diabetes. And I told my mom, that is not going to be you. And so she started the lifestyle that I was teaching and she doesn't need medication. She's not pre-diabetic anymore. My dad actually, who's, you know, old school, actually started living that lifestyle. He no longer takes a cholesterol pill and high blood pressure pill because he corrected it in other ways. So, and I told him, I get a kick out of older people because I don't even consider myself old. when I sit there and I listen to him talk, you know, they're like, okay, so what medication are you on? What, you know, what are you taking? What are your symptoms? And that's the conversation that I hear amongst older people. And I'm like, I want to talk about how I just got back from Alaska, how I'm going to Italy, how my kids are doing. I'm not going to sit there and talk about all the ailments that I have. So I don't have them now. I'm pretty healthy and I plan to stay that way. But I plan to live to be over 100. I really do, you know, because I think we can do it in a healthy way.
Do you feel better now, like in your 50s than you did, like, let's just say in your 40s?
Big time.
Big
time.
What is the noticeable difference for you?
My face. I had a lot of, I didn't know what inflammation really was until I actually educated myself and how inflammation is the root of all disease. So I went back and I looked at some of those pictures. I mean, I had pictures when I was in uniform and I looked at my face and I always judge it by my rings too. If they don't come on and off real easily, then there's something wrong. That means I'm swollen and I have inflammation. So yeah, I looked at those pictures and I'm like, okay, yeah, I knew back then how tired and fatigued I was. Because that's a huge sign of you not being healthy. If you needed to take a nap every day, which was me, then you weren't healthy. So I had a lot of ailments too when it came to injuries on the job. All right. I had back surgery. I had shoulder surgery. I had the bicep tendon that tore and they had to reattach it. And then the screw came out and then I had to go back in and clean it up. And that wasn't fun. And then I had neck surgery. But when I had neck surgery, I was really at the best shape ever. And I ran a marathon 8 months later. You know, but that was because I had already made those changes in my lifestyle. And even my surgeon said, oh my gosh, you are recovering so fast after neck surgery. And I'm like, well, it's because of what I've done throughout my life. And I didn't recover very well from my back surgery. And that was in 2001. Yeah. So that was a while ago. So I look back then and I'm like, okay, yeah, I didn't feel good either. And it's how you feel.
Yeah.
It's really how you feel. And if you want to feel good, then there are ways to go about it.
So when would you say, like, because obviously, I mean, you know, like you just said, and obviously with your background, having been in like law enforcement, obviously you have to be, you know, some level of shape, you know, to be like in that line of field. Like, would you say that, like, just, you know, since you were, let's just say maybe in your 20s, even, like, have you always kind of considered yourself like an active person?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I wasn't the cheerleader. I was the softball player, the volleyball player. And I actually, back in 1977, I was one of the first girls in my city to play hardball because they allowed females to play hardball with the guys, with the boys. And so, I started off playing baseball, not softball, baseball. And then softball came around and then my dad got me into softball and I stayed there. And then I was into volleyball. Believe it or not, 5'2", you could still play volleyball. I was the setter. And we went through that. I think it was my senior year. We went undefeated. We took CIF and I loved that sport. And then I went into law enforcement right when I was 21. So it was an easy transition because I was already healthy and for what I thought was healthy. And I've always been on the thinner side.
Mm-hmm.
So gaining an extra 10 pounds was kind of freaked me out. It really did. And so that's what I started noticing over the years too. You know, the weight gain came on because I sat a lot at my job. So
like at the law job?
I'm sorry?
At the law enforcement job?
Yeah. Yeah. I was in the courtroom. So, I mean, who knew that sitting would be the new smoking because it really, you know, and I tried to do things to stay in shape because we actually, when I was working in Los Angeles, there was LA Trade Tech, which was really near. And they had a track. So we would go there and run, walk. A group of us would play basketball. So there were things that we were doing to stay active because we had a 2-hour lunch. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. And so we could do that. But then I had kids. And then, you know, it went to hell after that. It really did. It was really hard to stay active and take care of a child. And then take care of another child and work full time. So I could see the struggle that people have if they have 9-to-5 jobs. But I made myself get up really super early in the morning. And that's when it all started, you know, when I needed to work out. Mm-hmm. I was even rollerblading in, remember rollerblades?
Oh, yeah, of course.
In our parking structure, because it was 3 levels. So I'd go in at 5 in the morning and I just go round and round and round, you know, just to do something to get my, you know, to get my blood going in the morning. So I've always been one to always work out, even, fad diets, I guess. Remember, what is it called? Not Nutrisystem. I don't know. There was this one that at first came out and I started. And it was a meal plan thing and it worked, but then if you don't eat that way, and you don't eat their meals, then what happens? It all comes back. Mm-hmm. So I never tell people as a health coach, you know, to try Nutrisystem or even Weight Watchers, all those things. I would never, ever endorse any of those because you could do it just by eating healthy. Yeah. And us teaching them how to do that. Mm-hmm. Because you got to make these things so that you can do it for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you, when you were getting into like learning more about like, you know, let's just say health and like nutrition and fitness, did you immediately look towards your own research, or was there any like, you know, maybe over the years, either let's just say like coaches or just maybe a therapist, yeah, anybody that you kind of, you know, lean towards for guidance?
Yeah. So when I did my health coach certification, it was through Dr. Sears Wellness Institute, mm-hmm, and he's written a lot of books.
Okay.
He's written a lot, and it's called Primetime Health by William, mm-hmm, Sears, MD. He's here in California. He lives by the beach, and he is, he cured himself from cancer. Not by doing, and he did, I think he did do some of the treatment and stuff, but this book here is actually geared for people who are in their prime time, which is kind of like 50 and older, but you need to start when you're younger. So this way you can stay healthy in your prime time years. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to teach my kids. You know, they're in their 20s. My son's going to be 30. And my daughter's 24, and Corey, who is still with me because he just finished his credential program. He's a teacher, and he's got 3 years, and he's out. Once he saves some money. But he eats so much better than he did before. And he says, I can't go back to eat. He moved out for a while, and him and his roommate didn't eat so well. And he's like, I can't go back to eating like that. I felt like crap. And it's true. If you switch it up and you go backwards, ooh, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. But this guy right here, I totally recommend you reading this book. And I teach out of this book because I still do health talks, mm-hmm, and I'll take a chapter and we'll talk about it. And it's really a book that has actually pretty much changed my view towards my health completely. So anybody wants to read this, you should get the book. And he's written a lot of books for children because he's a pediatrician, mm-hmm, by profession.
Mm. Well, you sold me on it. I might have to go get myself a copy.
Yeah, you should. It's really, yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. What would you have characterized yourself like growing up as? You obviously, you know, talked about playing sports. Were you like... Were you a tomboy or were you just a girl who liked sports?
I was a tomboy.
Mm.
I had super short hair, like Halle Berry haircut, because I didn't have time to do my hair if I was going to, you know, put a baseball helmet on too. It's like, I didn't care, mm-hmm, and stuff. So I always told my friends that I was meant to be my dad's son because he had three girls.
Yeah.
And I was the one that was always playing sports, climbing in trees, you know, getting dirty, all that stuff. That was me. And then when you turn 16, then I started really noticing boys. I'm like, I don't want to look like that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think my dad liked it very much because we grew up very strict. I couldn't wear makeup. You know, I actually snuck it on and forgot to take it off one time when I came home, and I got in trouble for that and stuff. But yeah, I always characterized myself as definitely a tomboy. Mm-hmm. But now I am a tom woman because I'm still very active.
Well, I don't know if necessarily being active, I don't think that you'd really be classified as that anymore. I mean, I think that now, you know, once you're like an adult, I feel like being active is seen as like more empowering than it is like being like a, I don't know, tom boy, tom girl, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at school, you know, we have the special needs kids, and I'm the one that's taking them up to the little the play structure, going down the slide with them. I'm on the swings with them. And I see these younger kids and I'm like, go play with these kids, because this is actually, you know, I have this little girl and she's got Rett's syndrome. She might not see 25. Okay. And I take her up the structure. We go down the slide together and I'm just, you know, I want to give these kids the best time of their lives right now. And if it means me getting up there and playing with them and doing those kinds of things, I am so lucky that I get to do that.
Yeah.
So lucky because I can physically do it. There are some girls there or guys who are in their 20s who shouldn't be up there because they probably hurt themselves. You know, and that's what makes me so sad, because you don't have to be that way. You really don't. And I mean, I can only tell these younger generation so much, but I'm definitely one that has learned from the older generation. And I know I don't want to have disease or anything like that when I get older, because we'll have grandchildren someday. I'm not rushing my kids into anything, you know, but mama's not getting any younger.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to play with my grandkids. I play with my bonus son who's 8 years old. You know, we'll play basketball. You know, he plays baseball. He plays soccer. I'm out there playing soccer with him. Ooh, that's tiring though. That soccer game. We didn't have that when I was younger. We didn't have soccer.
Oh, no way.
Nope, we did not have soccer at our school. We had golf, baseball, swimming, softball, you know, all that stuff, volleyball, but soccer wasn't one of them. And I kind of think that we were gypped by that, because I would have loved to play soccer.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, when you mentioned about not being a cheerleader, at least like where I grew up, like the sports at the certain, like, you know, seasons or whatever, if you weren't cheering or doing football, you were either doing I believe it's tennis or soccer.
Yeah, there was the cheerleaders, there was tall flags, there were short flags. I don't know if they have all that stuff. There's dance, all these things and stuff. So I just wasn't interested in that. You know, my niece, she's a cheerleader, and I think she's only going to do it for 1 year and she's going to go back to playing softball.
Okay.
She just wanted to try it. I mean, the cheerleaders were my friends, but I just didn't want to put that little short skirt on and freeze my ass off at the game. Like, nope, that's not me.
But you did mention like 16 was kind of like the turning point for you, right? I feel like that's kind of the 16, 17 is sort of the turning point for everybody. Most people.
Right.
Preface that. At least for me, 17 was probably the turning point. I actually was essentially like I was a chunky monkey for like pretty much like all growing up until like basically just like my junior year of high school probably. And then senior year of high school is when it solidified for me. I don't know, it wasn't even like a thing that a coach or anything instilled in me. I just kind of like got up off my ass one day and just like, you know, made healthier life choices, and then it's just continue to progress as I've learned more about it over the years.
Right. Yeah. You know, my kids, they were always in sports, so they knew the importance of always staying in shape and eating well. And I know with me, when I was, you know, 16, it wasn't just to stay in shape. It was to, you know, to attract those boys.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to do. and start dating. I mean, I did. I started dating when I was 16, and I married him when I was 21. And don't ever do that, by the way. Don't ever marry your high school sweetheart. And I thought to myself, okay, when I was 21 and married, I'm like, God, I haven't seen life, right? I haven't really experienced a lot of things. And I think that's a big reason why that relationship didn't work out, because I wanted to see more. And once I set my mind to something, I'm just going to do it. I mean, that's another part of me who that's the reason why I'm able to do certain things, because I'm so not pig-headed, but just strong-willed.
Right.
You know, to do something. And I think it had a lot to do with my profession too. I mean, when you go into something like that, either you're going to make it or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And with the academy that we went to, out of 900 applicants, only 9 of us went to the academy.
Mm.
And not all of us graduated either from that. You know, so you have to be a strong person to do that kind of job. And I think it's actually helped me throughout life to do things, especially to do the real world. All right. Who knew what we were getting ourselves into? And to be able to go on TV with cameras following you and all that stuff. It's like, I mean, at first it was odd, but after that, I was like, okay, no big deal. No big deal at all. And it allowed me to go back again and do that stupid thing, you know, and have to, you know, deal with Tammy and David. And he just liked something on my Facebook the other day. I'm like, I thought you were dead.
And Glenn.
Oh, you know what? Glenn, it's so funny because I didn't know Glenn at all from the show. Not at all.
Oh, because you didn't. Oh, no.
He was there.
Oh, yeah.
He was there, but I never talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was at work, and you know, all I thought of him was this lazy dude in a band. You know,
he's a hellraiser.
I guess I'm hearing that he was after I left too.
Yeah.
And so, but when we did the reunion show, 2 years ago, I really got to know him on a different level. And he is a good father. He's mm-hmm. a good man. He loves his girlfriend, and he's just a good person.
Yeah.
And I told him when he comes to California, he can come stay here with me, him and his girlfriend can. And he loves Joshua Tree. We'll go back out there and actually, you know, enjoy Joshua Tree mm-hmm. And stuff. So yeah, I hope to see him again and hang out with him and his girlfriend, because he's a nice person.
I fortunately got to spend some time with him myself, actually. Last June when John came to the city.
That's right.
Norman, yeah, mm-hmm. Norman was with us. And Glenn, like, booked it over here from Philly on a train, like, just within a day's notice.
Wow. Did you guys take pictures and stuff? Because I don't remember.
Yeah, there was, I know the picture of me and John got posted. I have a picture of me, John, Glenn, and Norm.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to kind of like speed through my camera roll really quick. Just, you know, see if I can pull it up here just because I don't want to. Okay. I think. Okay. I think we're close. Isn't this funny? Once you're looking for something, you know where it is. But then like once you're on the spot.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I think.
You could just search New York. Well, that's just you there, huh?
Okay, here we go. Let me see. There we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How long is it from Philly to there?
About an hour and a half, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that bad. Yeah. Right. And Beth was actually in the city during that. She was like not even intentionally, because they were there.
Oh, she's got her husband's family lives there.
Yeah, they were just like just so happened to pick that weekend that they were visiting. And
oh my gosh,
we almost had her come and join us.
I bet you she was just dying to be there with you guys too.
Listen, you could have been there with us too.
I could have. I could have just taken
you,
a cheap flight.
Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, I haven't flown Spirit yet, but my girlfriend does all the time just for those little perks and stuff. And I'm like, okay, we'll see. But yeah, well, I'm glad that you got to spend time with him. And what did you think about?
Definitely a more complex guy than meets the eye. I think anybody who might have, you know, thought one way of him on the show is just like a, you know, just straightforward. He has a lot more layers than that. And I think like once you really get him going, you get to learn more and more about him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely a lot of layers. I mean, I would have never taken him for a guy who meditates.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, I'm sure he's learned that later through life too. And he eats really well too. And mm-hmm. he's into eating, you know, and being healthy.
Yeah.
And stuff. I mean, he still likes his IPA beers and stuff, but that's okay. I still like my wine.
He's also a bit of a dessert guy too. Like he makes his own stuff. Mm-hmm. I actually had a conversation with him about it. It was pretty in depth because, you know, as you know, being a guy over from where I'm at, and I just told you about how I was a chunky monkey growing up. I still do know my way around the, the old dessert market. Yeah.
What I really loved was meeting his kids.
His daughter was at, or how many daughters does he have? One.
He has two daughters and a son. Daughters. Yeah.
Oh God, was it? I don't want to forget her name. Was it Star?
Yes.
Yeah. She came. We were having because she works in the city, I believe, and then she came and had lunch with us at this place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised that they're all great kids, and it's just really sad too that the show didn't show, that portion when we're all on the rooftop meeting them and stuff. I mean, the show kind of missed a lot of things. You know, unfortunately. And that's why I'm glad Beth and John they're doing this podcast. They're bringing people on so they can really, you know, express how they feel about, you know, the past and whatnot, and highlight what they're doing now.
Oh yeah.
Because we didn't get that.
Yeah.
It was the Tammy and David show all the way through. Someone just told me the other day, I was on my walk with my girlfriend. She goes, "Did you see Tammy in that one movie?" And I'm like, where she is, I think she was like an evil aunt, I think, or something like that.
Oh, this is all news to me.
She's in a movie where she plays like this evil aunt. And I'm like, oh, she's playing herself. That's awesome. Oh. I got to figure out what that is. I saw the previews of it. I think it was like a couple of months ago, but they hadn't aired it yet. And I guess they did. And I think she was like, she locked up her niece in the basement or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, it's not far from the truth, I guess. So I'm not sure if I'm going to watch it, but.
Oh, you might have to now, you know, the idea is already put in your head. You might want to.
Yeah, I know.
Spare time, just, you know, knock it out. Maybe just to say you've done it.
One of the nights that Phil's with his son, so this way I won't have to put him through that. I'll just watch it myself.
You know, you never want to drag someone else down with you.
No, you don't. Yeah. He's got better things to do at this time than watch something like that. And I mean, he wasn't a huge fan of the reunion show because he had to be on it. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's just like, I just want to get this over with. I want to get this over with. But a lot of his teachers that he works with, they loved watching him on the show because they saw a different side of him. Other than the principal, you know, they saw a different side of him. So, I think he had an okay time. That wasn't his thing. Even though I think he likes to be the center of attention, because you're a principal, you got to get up in front of everybody and talk.
Give speeches, yeah.
Yeah, and with parents and stuff. So he's a really good public speaker. But maybe put a camera in front of him and it just wasn't.
Well, I think a contributing factor, this is not to get too off base, but like I think like when it's your own responsibility, it almost becomes like a fight or flight situation where like because it's like your given assignment, like as principal, you're like, okay, these are the bullet points I gotta hit, boom, get this done. Whereas like when you're stepping into an unfamiliar territory that's like somebody else's kind of thing, like you're kind of being dragged into it, you don't feel like as comfortable because it's like a little bit unknown. It's not like your territory. It becomes a little bit more uncomfortable to deal with.
No, you're exactly right. Exactly right. This wasn't his territory. And I mean, we were all super comfortable with the cameras and whatnot. And it was less organic, definitely, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was very staged. Here, you got to say this, you got to do that. And based on what you had told us before in the past, I'm like, I don't remember what I told you. That was weeks ago. But they would bring it up. Oh, no, you said this. And I'm like, well, I didn't mean that. So I'm not going to say that. Well, things have changed.
It's reality for you, right?
Yeah. Reality. Yeah. Somewhat reality. Somewhat. It was, I mean, back then it was so much easier to just be yourself than now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can say what I want more now than I, back then. It came a lot easier to do that mm-hmm. and stuff. I mean, that's why, I mean, I would have never, you know, voiced my opinion the way I do now back then, especially working with the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a reputation to uphold.
Yeah.
And they hold you to such a higher standard. And even now they do, which I get it, but it doesn't allow you to be yourself. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Did you go into homecoming like with the mindset that like you almost wanted to maybe shed light on some like health and nutrition stuff, or did that not even cross your mind while you
Believe me, I did. I had my Juice Plus out there every day. I had my shakes every day. I was working out, and they didn't put any of that on there. And I tried to talk to people, you know, well, I talked to Beth A about it, and she did, you know, she does take Juice Plus. She takes the shakes. She was, you know, adopting the lifestyle of the shred lifestyle. And she started losing weight. She was feeling healthier. So I could see the transformation that she was taking big time. Oh, you know, and then unfortunately she had other health issues come up and, you know, but now she's getting back on track. So I was so blessed that I was able to help her with that. She even joined my team, you know, so it was nice that it felt good that I was able to help her and educate her and stuff. John, I tried.
Well, John was making his own progress for a while. When I saw him last year, we hung out. He had been kind of losing weight right along.
Yeah, it's because he started walking a lot.
Yeah.
He started walking a lot. And I don't know how many fruits and vegetables he was eating, but I knew he cut back on the red meat and, you know, started doing chicken more and stuff, because I told him, dude, you're just setting yourself up for a heart attack with all that you're eating.
I think he wanted to get on the challenge, so he was putting in a little bit of effort.
Yeah, I think so too. But he also looks way better too, I told him.
Definitely. I did notice the difference.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But hopefully he's going to maintain it, because in the long run, I mean, he'll live a long time if he's eating better and moving. But now that he's doing what he's doing, the Uber thing, I'm like, you're sitting too much. You're going to have to get out and do some more stuff and stuff. But so I wish they would have showed a lot more of the health and fitness stuff that I was into. Mm-hmm. But they had their agenda.
Right. the health stuff doesn't, you know, coincide with the current sort of.
Doesn't get ratings. Okay. They'd rather you gone on there unhealthy and ill so they can show that. Yeah, if I was like, you know, had some type of disease and they're like, they would definitely have zeroed in on that. But
yeah,
no. She's too boring. She's just, you know, healthy. Forget it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's okay. I got my paycheck. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me move my parents back from Arizona to California. You know, so I was very blessed that I was able to help them.
Right.
And I get, my parents are 25 minutes away now, so I get to see them when I want. And it's really nice. I'm very happy that they're back. And I'm able to help take care of them too, health-wise.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. Because they're very active in their, mm-hmm. my dad's 76, my mom's 75. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they look really good for their age.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, do you keep goals for yourself? Like, as far as like, you know, you might have like your set routine, let's just say, right? But like, do you set like any new goals, like for yourself, maybe?
I do. A lot of times it has to do with the whole, when I go get my checkup
mm-hmm.
and the numbers, because the numbers don't lie, right? And especially the cholesterol part, because I'm still working on that. My goal is to always, when I go back every 3 months, is to lower that number. Definitely. And So I am 145 pounds. I'm going to say it. I'm 145. And according to my BMI, I am overweight, you know, by about 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
For my height, I should be a certain, you know, weight. But I feel comfortable in the clothes that I wear and how I look. So my goal is to never go over 145. So that is a goal that I've maintained for the last 2 years. I went on vacation to Alaska and I ate so much food. I'm like, what? Is it time to eat again? And we had room service and stuff. And it was like, I just feel like I'm going to gain so much weight. I didn't gain 1 pound. I didn't gain 1 pound because we went up to the seventh deck. Deck seven is the walking deck.
Yeah.
So me and my brother would walk. And three times around was a mile. So we kept on doing that every day. And we walked a lot too when we went into port stuff. But I was able to eat all that food. I didn't finish it. I'd take a bite of this, a bite of that. I'd have dessert because I am not a dessert person, but I had dessert with every meal. Like, oh my God, that looks delicious. I'm going to try that. Two bites, happy camper.
Does Irene have a favorite dessert? Inquiring minds.
I do. It's creme brulee.
Okay, wow. All right. I mean, that doesn't surprise me, but like it does surprise me at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
I expected you
to be more of like a, you know, vanilla ice cream on top of a brownie type of person. But
okay, that was me before. Definitely. Okay. And my whole taste buds or something changed because chocolate, brownie, vanilla with syrup on top, you know, that was what I would actually eat. And now I'm more like a key lime pie or a creme brulee, anything with lemon in it. So over time, I think it's just changed.
Are you a tiramisu person?
Yes, I am. I love tiramisu also. I do love that. And we had that on board too. I mean, there was like all, and then, so this is Princess Cruises. So it's the Love Boat. Mm-hmm. So they have a chocolate cake shaped as a heart with some raspberry sauce on top of it. So I had that the first night. But I just had a bite and I was just totally happy. And I'm like, let's go dance now.
And I'm such an ice cream person. Oh, that's
you're an ice cream person?
That's my weakness.
Mm. So I really, because I used to eat ice cream every day when I was in my 40s. Literally, just Tom and Jerry's, you know, ice cream or whatever.
Ben and Jerry's, the cat in the mouth.
Yeah. And I would have like chocolate mint was one of my favorites.
That's mint chocolate chip. That's my favorite ice cream flavor.
Yeah. And Rocky Road.
That's good. That's a good one too.
Yep. And I would get the little small ones, but I would eat the whole thing. And my stomach would hurt after the inflammation because dairy is not good for you because only cows should be drinking cow's milk. Mm-hmm. Humans should not be drinking cow's milk at all. And so I had to literally cut out any dairy because it was just killing my stomach and it was making me, you know, have inflammation. So the ice cream went away. I love popcorn. That's
white cheddar popcorn for me. That's
okay. White cheddar. So we just get the skinny popcorn and I put the fake butter stuff on top of it.
Okay.
I use it that way and stuff. But that's my thing is popcorn. And we get the small little bags, so you don't get the big one and you have to finish it all. And as a matter of fact, my husband goes, you want popcorn? I'm like, yep, I want popcorn tonight. So that's my go-to thing. But I tried everything on that boat. Everything.
I think us as people were conditioned to almost like embody the environment that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're on a cruise, your mind's automatically tell you like you gotta enjoy yourself while you're on this. Like
right.
This isn't like everyday normal, you know, day to day life. So
exactly, and that's what we teach through in our Shred community that you should not restrict yourself because when you restrict yourself, it's like you're punishing yourself for eating something that tastes good.
Right.
You know, so we don't want to make food evil at all. because
you just have to know how to like portion yourself and like spread things out a little bit better.
Exactly. So, you know, we always tell each other, give yourself grace because you are on vacation and you're having fun. And so don't be hard on yourself because you had that chocolate cake,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I don't, and then there's some people that do though. And I hate it when people say, oh, Sunday's my cheat day. No, there's no such thing as a cheat day. You can't do that to yourself. You should be able to, you know, give yourself what you want to eat, and then you go back on track of what you were doing. That's what mm-hmm. you do with our shred program, you know, and we teach people too, you can go on vacation and still do your 10 days of shredding. That's what we call it. Just because you had that chocolate cake doesn't mean you're not going to have broccoli later on or another vegetable. Right. So I hate it when I hear people say, oh, I can't shred because I'm going on vacation. Oh, bull crap. You can, because everywhere they serve healthy food. Okay. I made sure in the morning I had a big bowl of fruit with my eggs or whatever else, or with the two pieces of bacon that I was eating. So you can do, you know, you can be healthy while you're on vacation, and don't ever restrict yourself, because that's not the way you should go about actually being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have a negative impact on you no matter what.
No, you can't kind of like tell yourself like, oh, this is the cheat day. You kind of like it, because I feel like the more you think about it, the more like you're kind of like put pressure on yourself. If you just kind of like, if you're feeling something or craving something, you should just have it. But then like,
exactly.
It should be like a seamless like continuation after that, like of okay, now back to work, so to speak.
You know? Right, exactly. I did this this program, I guess, that went alongside with my shred program. It's called Zoe, mm-hmm. Zoe, and I think it's called Get Zoe. Let me see really quick. Oh yeah, getzoe.com, and what it is. They send you a whole kit. You have to put on a monitor, blood sugar monitor.
Yeah.
And you test yourself after every meal.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually send in, you know, some samples of your bodily fluids and some blood. You prick your finger and you send that also. And then they send you back this really comprehensive, like, it was 34 pages. Of the gut bacteria that you have in your stomach. And they didn't name it by the medical term. They named it Fred, Sally, you know, all these simple names, right? And I was completely blown away on what actually is going on in your gut, because that's what it actually, everything stems from your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And it let me know that, okay, you've got a lot of this bad bacteria, but you got this good bacteria, and it gave you ways to actually improve, you know, the health of your gut. And so that was another thing that I did do after, you know, 50 years old, I actually did that and found that out. And I have the report and I can go back and look at it. So you would put in what you were eating, and it would give you sort of like a, not a score, but like a percentage to let mm-hmm. you know. Okay. And then they would tell you what foods actually didn't serve you. And it was like,
so it's really accurate.
Yeah. Super accurate on what we should not be eating, because even some good foods are bad for you. Like I had a friend, she could not eat any broccoli. It messed up her microbiome and stuff. So she couldn't do it. Wow. So, but then they gave you something else that was going to be able to, you know, be better for you
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So I would definitely, I mean, it was a $300 purchase, you know, but it was $300 well spent, because I really got to know what is going on inside my body so that I know what I should be putting inside. Mm-hmm. So that really did help. So it's zoe.com. That's what it is.
I'll have to look into this.
Yeah. I mean, I had a couple people do it. And they were, you know, amazed as well. And they changed. You're able to just, you know, take that information, you know, educate yourself and change the way you do things.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, your body's going to change from how old are you right now?
I'm 25.
Okay. You're 25. Oh my God. You're younger than my son. You can be my son.
Who do you think I was? If I never told you, what would you have guessed?
I would say 29, 30.
Oh, gosh.
No. You just look, you look mature. I'm not saying that in a bad way. You look very mature for your age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, don't take that a wrong way. It's okay to be a little bit, look a little bit older and stuff. Yeah. My husband always teases me because, Cody, oh my gosh, what's the guy from the Dodgers?
Ooh.
Oh, there's James Outman. And a couple of other younger players and some on the Atlanta Braves. And I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. And he goes, he could be your son. I'm like, oh, darn it. I go, stop reminding me of that. I can just look. Okay. I forgot what I was saying.
No, we're just talking about ages. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I know I was talking about how old you were and stuff. Oh, your body's going to change from what you are now to 35 to 45. Once you hit 50, your eyes are going to go. That's just a given. I'm sorry. I hate to even, complain about that, but I think that's the worst part of getting older for me is the whole eyes thing. Although these are just readers. I don't have to have prescription yet, which is good and stuff, but, it does change every 5 to 10 years, your eyes do. And that is the worst part for me because, when you're reading a menu in the dark, I feel like an old person because I'm turning my light on to look at it. And it doesn't, that makes me feel yucky when my eyes don't work well. But if that's all I have to complain about, then fine.
Yeah. That's
okay with me.
Well, Irene, take it from me. From just my perspective here, you look fantastic.
Well,
so
thank you.
You're living proof that no matter, what your age is, you could, continue to, both look good and feel good about yourself.
Right, right.
Moral of the story. Well, this was super fun catching up with you again. I'm glad we were able to do this.
Well, thanks. And I had fun being here and sharing what is happening with me. And maybe you need Juice Plus too, because I don't want you to be sick.
Hey, that's something else I might have to consider too.
I'm just telling you. And I've been on it for almost 8 years now. And that right there was like the best thing I ever did because it led to other things as far as a healthy lifestyle. Cause if I wouldn't have found Juice Plus, I don't think I would have, maybe eventually I would have found a better way to live, but that was definitely the gateway in. It was my gateway drug to health and wellness. Definitely.
Okay. All right. Then I'm probably going to have to look into this too, as well.
Well, I will send you a link. How about that?
All right, that'll probably simplify things for me. I'm getting,
absolutely.
Myself, so
yeah, I would, you probably would be sick less if you were on Juice Plus. Definitely.
Okay. That's a good sell.
Yeah, it is. And it supports your immune system.
The link's going to help because I'm getting up there in age myself. So, any shortcut I could get.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll take care.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.